Pablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
I love Friday. I love everything about it. Especially love this weather, sunshine and 46 degrees where we're at right now. Looking for beautiful weekend weather-wise, and then maybe some rain, maybe some precip and cooler temps coming in. First part of next week, Mick here, Uncle Mick, will have all of your forecast details right after KBMW News at the bottom of the hour. Well, Friday, time to do a little talk around here. And in here to from Wilkin County Public Health, Ashley Wurtzema. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning.
When's the last time we talked?
It was months ago.
It's been forever.
I know.
And I always like it when you can come in here and we don't have to talk about that C word anymore. It is kind of nice.
Yep.
So everything is going good at Public Health. In fact, you got some major changes coming up.
We do.
Tell us about this.
Yeah. So next week on Monday, October 24th, Public Health and Family Services are merging. And we're going to become Health and Human Services. We are working on the rebranding, the logo, so be watching for that.
Okay.
This decision was made after careful consideration, administration and the county board, to serve the public better.
Mm-hmm.
We are merging, you know, we want to realign to effectively and efficiently serve the public in Wilkin County. And so be aware that several employees on Monday are moving offices. They're moving to the other building because, you know, we have Family Services building, but we also have the courthouse. So we have several employees that are swapping offices. So just be aware of that. So we encourage everyone to call ahead before you come and see your worker, or if you're looking for public health or family services, just call us ahead so that you know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Both departments will now have one phone number. The public health number that I've been giving out, you know, repeatedly is no longer in existence. So use 218-643-7161. And mm-hmm. that is our central phone number. And Annie or Shaylin will guide you and send you off to the right person.
Can they go to your website, too, and get that number in
Correct.
Case they missed it here?
Yep.
Okay, good
yep.
enough.
So the old public health office number that I said, that was 643-7122. Remember, that does not work anymore.
All right.
So if you enter the courthouse looking for a Health and Human Services worker, when you come off that elevator in the basement, you're going to see a call button. There's signs all over that call button. It's going to direct you with different arrows and whatever, but call, push that button on that call button. It's going to forward you to someone. They're going to answer the phone. They're going to say, hello, you know, who are you looking for? What program are you looking for? And then they're going to guide you, probably say, hey, go sit in the rotunda, wait for your worker.
Oh, great.
So make sure you can listen. If you can't hear, just please say, hey, will you speak up? Feel free to do that. This employee is going to guide you in the right direction. Please follow those signs throughout the basement. You're going to see, like, if you forget about the call button, there's going to be signs all over the basement guiding you towards that call button. So then, as many of you have probably, if you receive taxi tickets from us, starting on October 3rd, we did move the taxi tickets to what we would consider the Family Services building, but we're calling it the Health and Human Services building now. The address for that building is 227 6th Street North in Breckenridge. So if you are eligible for taxi tickets, we encourage you to call the number 643-7161 to schedule a time to pick up your tickets, or you can walk in like normal.
Sure.
Wilkin County Public Health, or Health and Human Services, sorry, this is going to take a while for me to get used to, is offering an opportunity to make you feeling good your top priority this holiday season. Cynthia Sprung is one of our individuals that works with adults to offer different classes.
Mm-hmm.
So starting this fall slash winter, there's going to be a wellness class for all adults to help with any chronic condition that can be physical, that can be mental, or even relationship health. You can come in. It's being offered, and it has received enthusiastic reviews in the past.
Good.
And so contact Cynthia. The class is free. That includes, you know, books and materials they'll be given to you. We do encourage you that if you want to attend, you need to pre-register with Cynthia. So once again, call our central phone line, 643-7161.
Also available on your website.
Correct.
All right.
Yep. So then kind of moving more towards the public health side, or the health side of Health and Human Services. Just so you know, we are still offering flu shots. They will still be offered in the basement. We have one more public clinic being offered next week, October 28th, from 1 to 4 p.m. So if you're interested in getting your flu shot and you have insurance, please bring your insurance card. And if you're paying out of pocket, for the regular dose, it's $45. If you're interested in getting the high dose, that means that you're 65 or older and you want to pay out of pocket, that one will be $84.
Got it.
So we do have a limited supply. So please come in on Thursday or Friday, sorry, and then just let them know that you're interested in getting a flu shot.
Great.
So many of you have probably known this, and I think I mentioned it several months ago, that Wilkin County Health and Human Services no longer offers COVID vaccine. So we encourage you to contact your medical provider or your local pharmacy like Thrifty White to schedule your COVID-19 booster, or if you're interested in getting the first dose. The bivalent vaccines the boosters are available. It is one dose. It can be given at least 2 months after your primary series, or the last original, we call it monovalent booster, and the booster can be Pfizer or Moderna. So if you got, the two series of Pfizer, you got a third booster of Pfizer, you can get a Moderna bivalent.
All right.
Mix and match.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And again, just go to the website if you need
Correct.
More information, because
yes.
it's all there for you, too.
Yeah, we've been updating our website.
And then I'm going to post this, too, on our podcast later yes. on this afternoon, so people can go there, too, and link up to it.
Yes.
All right?
Perfect.
Ashley, thank you.
Yes,
good
thank
information
you.
And good luck with the with the transition.
Yes, thank you.
Just remember, be adaptable.
Yes.
All right, let's move over to Wilkin County Emergency Services. Brianna Koval, good morning.
Good morning.
We don't have much time. She had a lot of information
she
here.
Did. Way to suck up that whole time.
Holy smoke. But again, good information.
Okay.
People
yeah,
need to know this.
Very good information.
Yeah. So we hear from the common sense lady, and the weather's, what is the weather doing? You know, I mean, we start out cold and now it's like warm and you know.
I have no explanation for why this is happening.
I know.
It just is. So steer into the skid. If you need to do your yard work, get it done this weekend while it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this will be our last warm weekend. Frankly, I hope it is, because we covered up our air conditioner and it's going to be almost 80 this weekend.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of upset with myself, where I'm like, oh, let's get prepared for winter, cover up the air conditioner, and now it's going to be 76 degrees.
Right.
So what do you do? But enjoy the weather while we have it.
Get out, yeah, just relish this.
Eventually.
Relish this. But again, we've been talking about, turning on the heaters, turning on the space heaters. Be very, very careful with that.
Right.
Even turning on your regular heat and the registers and dust and
Absolutely.
Everything else.
And it's been cold enough now that I'm making the assumption that nearly everyone has turned their heat on.
Yeah.
Now we're in that cycle where it's on and off. This weekend it'll be turn your heat on at night and turn your air conditioner on during the day.
I've turned on my fireplace. I told you that.
Yes, always make sure that you don't have any sort of combustible materials within 12 inches of where that heating source is. Make sure if you're using space heaters to make sure that they are updated, where if they tip over, they shut off.
Mm-hmm.
Never leave them unattended. Never use them as your primary source of heat. They're only for supplemental use, all of those things. So just make sure that you're being cautious and safe when you're using your heating sources.
You are so awesome at your job, because you can just wrap that off and it's just it's just all right there. It just amazes me.
Well,
and usually in one breath.
Once it's ingrained in you, it's just there.
Well, you know your stuff.
I try. But with all of that, if you are doing some cleaning this weekend and you decide that you want to get all of those recyclables out of your garage, we are open on the weekends from 8 until noon. You can drive through, get rid of all of your cardboard, plastic, newsprint, magazines, phone books, glass, all of that stuff. We have aluminum can redemption from 8 until noon. The price is terrible. I'm sorry, it's 20 cents a pound.
No.
You missed out. It was 70 cents in April.
Yeah, where were you in April?
Where were you in April, exactly. So if you still want to get rid of that stuff before winter sets in, it's a good weekend to do it. It's a good time to do it.
Sure.
So 8 until noon, I will be there.
You will be there.
My smiling face will be there to greet you. So
that's worth going just for that.
Absolutely. Right. So if you want to get rid of that stuff this weekend, we are open Saturdays all the way through until May, but this is going to be a nice weekend for you to get rid of it.
Absolutely. All right. We're out of time. I got to talk to Jay Jolson.
Yes.
From All Seasons Car Wash.
He's been waiting for like 20 minutes.
He and I got a lot to talk about. All right. But Ashley, Brianna, thank you so much for stopping in. Great to have you here. It's 919, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hello. This is your water softener talking. I love Morton Salt Crystals.
Have you fed your water softener lately? Ensure you have softer feeling skin and hair with Morton Pure and Natural Water Softener Crystals. Stop by Farmers Union Oil to check out our variety of Morton salts. Your water softener will love you for it.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
During harvest, you need an equipment dealer with extended hours, the right parts, and exceptional